AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm proud to be here. The first sitting U.S. president to visit the Amazon rainforest.
President Joe Biden is abroad in Brazil, touring the Amazon rainforest by helicopter.
Most powerful solutions we have to fight climate change is all around us. The world's forest. Trees breathe carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. And yet each minute, the world is chopping down the equivalent of 10 soccer fields worth of forest each minute.
Sources tell the Associated Press Biden has authorized Ukraine to use U.S.-supplied long-range missiles to strike inside Russia, timed with North Korean troops now fighting against Ukraine and Donald Trump's expected reduction in military aid. In northern Gaza, officials say an Israeli strike has killed at least 30 people after homes were hit. The drought and wildfire danger continues in the Northeast. Our Julie Walker reports on a growing threat in New York State.
The New York Parks Department says the voluntary evacuation impacted about 165 houses in Warwick, New York, as firefighters continue working to tame the Jennings Creek blaze.
Tropical Storm Sarah's made landfall in Belize after drenching Honduras. The questions continue over some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks, like Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox News Sunday says he doesn't see the need to make public an ethics investigation into allegations Gaetz was involved in sex trafficking with a minor.
He's one of the brightest minds in Washington.
And now there's word Pete Hegseth, tabbed for defense secretary, paid off a woman who alleged sexual assault. The Christmas movie, The Red One, has topped the box office. This is AP News. A TV talent show winner accidentally shoots himself.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. If you're gonna Sundance Head, who won the TV show The Voice in 2016, is recovering at home from a gunshot wound to the stomach. His agent says Head was trying to grab a .22 caliber pistol, which fell out of its holster and went off accidentally. And now I'm thankful for the love you. Ringo Starr teams with producer T-Bone Burnett for a country album called Look Up, coming in January. Starr says originally he had a different title in mind.
I thought, be on say. but nobody laughed.
I'm not one to blow my own Vertuvenflugen.
Actor Betty White will be depicted on a stamp. The U.S. Postal Service says it also will issue one honoring musician Ellen Toussaint. Both will come out next year. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.